Hello, sisters. Sister Almond from don'tperish.com. Hey, we're having a beautiful day, like one of the most perfect spring days there is. Just slightly cool with the sun and kind of warm. Not sure if it's warm or cold. A little bit of a breeze. The sky is clear. The birds are singing here and there, and the flowers are coming out. And yeah, it's just one of those like extra good blessings that we get to appreciate, you know? Like, honestly, every day is a good day to serve the Lord, no matter what the issue is. Doesn't mean that the day and what's going on is always the best, but every day is a good day to serve the Lord, because I don't want to go back to serving Satan. I didn't even know I was serving him. I had no clue what was going on then. All I knew, it was horrible and chaos and hopeless. And yeah, in Christ we have life and hope and joy and peace. I was thinking about that peace. Peace which passes all understanding. Yeah, I wanted that peace so bad back then, and the Lord is so gracious to us, isn't he? He gives us that peace. It's like the most precious gift. Peace in your heart. Yeah, when the world is getting darker and chaos is going on, we can have that peace. You can't put a price on that, that's for sure. So, yeah, I just thought I would just pop on and do an audio and just share some encouragement with my sisters. I haven't gotten to any verse-by-verses lately and no topics. We've been kind of moving down the road. We're in an area now, I think, that we're going to stay for a while. It's conducive for travelers. They're very welcoming, very slower paced, kind of decent place we can stop and actually do some projects on the van, and I can tear things apart and reorganize. And yeah, just a little bit of a slower pace, which is really good for us, because that's okay. We're always, the ministry never stops. In fact, I was going to share some with you. As we were traveling the past couple days, which, praise the Lord, he's been giving us safe travels. We're so thankful for that. We've seen enough accidents along the way. I'm glad it wasn't us. But anyway, I was going to share a little bit of the witnessing. The other night, I went into the store. It'd been a long day, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go in, maybe see if there's witnessing. There was a couple things I wanted to get, and I had like a half hour witnessing encounter with a woman and a young man. And as I say this, I'm not sure if I made an audio and already shared that, and if I did, I'm getting older in my age and I'm repeating myself. So anyway, I just wanted to say, I wasn't going to go into the details on it, I just want to say it was awesome. The young man had a lot of zeal. She was very, very kind and receptive. And I kept pondering, that young man, 15 years old, the same age as our oldest grandson, that we were able to, I'm so thankful, pour a lot of truth into him when he was in his younger years, before him and his sisters got ripped away from any kind of communication with us. So, I don't know, I was just rejoicing in my heart. Instead of being sad, going, oh, I don't get to see some of our grandchildren anymore, you know, they're not ours anyway, I was just rejoicing, because I was like, wow, maybe God will send somebody else into our grandchildren's lives, you know? I mean, it was like so awesome, because this is somebody's son. Somebody's grandson, you know, just like we have. She's somebody's sister, or maybe an aunt or a daughter, you know. So I guess I have great joy when I get to talk to anybody from old age to the very young, because they're precious to the Lord, and they're precious to whoever's in their life. And we have that precious gift, you know, the one that's for their soul for eternity. And so that precious gift we get to bestow on people. And it's not from us. It's all from the Lord. And I can't stop marveling at how kind and merciful and gracious he is to have us sisters out there in the lives that we're living for the people that are in our life. Whether it's the same people all the time. Wow, what a awesome, gracious God for those people to have such a long time with somebody who's so godly and has the truth and shining the light and being an example. Or if it's, oh, a robin just landed right in front of the door. I'm sitting in the door of my van tent. That was cute. Or if it's a lot of different people like Brother Tupos and I encounter, you know, the Lord is really merciful unto people. And I was just telling Brother Tupos either today or yesterday, I was like, you know, I just marvel at how God is so kind over and over and over and over to mankind, who is so rebellious to him. I mean, even us saints who are bought by the blood of Christ, and we've repented and now we're following after him and showing works meet for repentance. And because we love him, we're walking in holiness and obedience. You know, he's still so merciful to us, because we keep making mistakes. We keep falling down. But the difference is, by his grace and his love and his mercy, we get back up and kill that flesh, and he helps us do it. And so anyway, I'm just sharing. Another one was, I thought this was really interesting. Went into another store, and we do that a lot. As we travel, we purposely make a point to stop at anywhere we feel led to or might be a good witnessing opportunity and walk in and out of stores. And oftentimes we don't buy anything. We'll leave gospel cards or the Lord will have somebody for us to talk to. And we make a point to be able to hand out gospel cards and share the truth with anybody who might be receptive. So I went into the store and I was going to get a couple items. And one of them was a corn on the cob. I wanted to surprise Brother Two Post with it because earlier I had found some discounted fish, some cod, and it's so, so rare for us. I mean, maybe once a year I'll find some that's at a price that we're willing to pay. And we're pretty happy about that. And so I told him I was going to get him some corn, and I decided to get a corn on the cob. And I'm telling you this because I thought this was funny. As I'm walking over there, I had just peeled one of them. They have a garbage can there, and I thought, hey, I think I can cook this in the microwave. I've done that before. You just wrap it up in paper towel and squirt it with some water and put it in the microwave for, I don't know, 3-4 minutes or something like that. And I had my stuff. I had a couple other things sitting there on the corn. I just put the corn in the bag, and a woman walked up, and I said, I'm sorry, if my stuff is in your way, I'd be happy to move it. And she was nowhere near it, but I always say things to people just to open up a door to see if maybe there's any conversation to be had. And she looked up, and she goes, oh, no, you're good. She goes, hey, do you have a microwave? And I said, yeah, and I thought that was funny. I just thought about that. She goes, if you don't peel the cob and you cut it up above the bottom and you cut the top off and you just put a little water on it, put it in the microwave for 4 minutes, she said, then twist it, it'll pop right out of the husk. And I was like, oh, hey, that's pretty interesting. I said, thank you. I appreciate you telling me that. She goes, yeah, it tastes really good. And I said, oh, that's nice. I said, well, here, I have something really good for you. And I gave her a gospel card. And so that was kind of a door opener. I just thought it was kind of interesting. And, you know, I share some of these conversations with you, sister, so that way maybe some of you who don't get out and talk to people a lot might have some ideas on opening up doors. They call them icebreakers or whatever. Just to get like a connection, because it's really hard to just walk through a store and offer out gospel cards to people, you know, just out of the blue. It's almost like they'll call you soliciting or harassing customers or something. But if somebody's actually going to smile and talk to you, then anything's the door's open for it. So I just share these things. I had to share this with you, and I know Brother Tupos will probably talk about that. Today, we happened to stop someplace we don't normally stop, and Brother Tupos gave the young man a gospel card, and he said, he was all serious, he's like, thank you. You know, I've been really struggling in my walk with God, not knowing what His will is. And I was like, as they were talking, I was thanking the Lord to be able to help such a young man. He might have maybe been 20 years old. He looked way younger than that. Maybe, I don't know. It's really hard for me. But anyway, yeah, I was just like, just so thankful that a young man, that God loved that young man enough to have an older man, a wise man in the Word, to give him some truth and some biblical counsel and to offer help. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's so awesome. I just want to share that with you. And, you know, yeah, here's another thing. I'm going to go into another topic here. So we drove into another town, and we know of a couple thrift stores. So we popped into one that we hadn't been in before. We just happened to see it. It must have moved around the block or something. We just happened to see it in a different location. And we were walking in, and the lady goes, got 5 minutes. She was kind of rough. So we kind of walked in and walked out, and it's like, okay, there wasn't really a whole lot in there for us anyway. And as we were leaving, she was talking to a woman that had a head covering on. I couldn't distinguish what brand of Christianity she was from, because normally you could tell by a dress or a head covering or some kind of a style. You know, a lot of those different brands of like Mennonites or Amish or charity groups or whatever, they all kind of look and dress the same. They have like dress codes or something. And I couldn't really identify her, but she looked really familiar. And Brother Tupos had his scripture stick, and it said, forsake sin, on it. And the woman, the shop owner, the one that was a little bit gruff, she said, forsake, and she was trying to read it. And the other woman with the head covering on said, forsake sin. Well, I ended up giving them both a gospel card. The one with the head covering said, well, she's not an Anabaptist, she's just a Christian. And the worldly looking woman who run the shop, she said, I'm an Anabaptist. And it was kind of uncomfortable because they kept talking like together with each other, like they were kind of trying to ignore us or something. And I don't know. So anyway, what it made me think of is I'm a Christian. We get that all the time from people who don't look like it. They don't act like it. They're worldly. They're carnal. And they demand, I'm a Christian. Like just saying those words, I'm a Christian, makes you one. It doesn't. Because we're out in the world all the time, and we're at events, and we're in the streets, and we're in the stores, we're all over the place, and outside the churches and stuff, and everywhere we go, most of the people say, I'm a Christian. And you know what that's like? They have no fruits of it, no evidence. I can't see it. They're not acting like it. There's no love, there's no obedience, they're worldly, they're carnal, they're just participating in the world. They look like it and act like it. And I'm not judging everybody's heart. Maybe they're brand new, but I'm just going to say this. When they're given the truth, they push against it. And that's not the fruit of somebody seeking the truth. Or we never hear from them again. And what I was going to say is that's kind of like, you know, me saying, I'm a police officer. I'm the president. You know what I'm saying? I'm the richest person in the world. It's a lie. I have nothing to back that up. I'm just saying it out of thin air. There's nothing there. Just because maybe I believe I am one. Hey, we got people today that are born as a male saying, I'm a female, and they believe it. Or vice versa, they're a female and they're claiming to be a male. It's no different with Christianity today. The transgender people just demanding to be respected and talked to like the opposite gender that they believe they are. It's like the Christian so-called professed believers today. Yeah, so I guess I'm kind of going on that one. And it just made me think, you know, people better be real careful because they're not on the right side of God based on all the fruits that we see. And it kind of, all this kind of comes around together to where I just got done doing the Bible audio readings and put them up. I think it was Ephesians 3. And then I read Psalm 139. And I was just rejoicing in this, and it kind of brings it all together about people thinking they're Christians and just demanding. It's kind of like climbing up the wall and through a different door. As Jesus said, I think that's in John 10, we have to have fruit of it. And we better have that fruit because God is everywhere. And I wanted to read, let's see, out of Psalm 139, you got to go read that yourself, or I read it if you get a chance to listen to it or whatever. I love this. Psalm 139:6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. And I'm always marveling, you know, how great this God is. You know, we can look down at a grain of sand and look up and never even fathom how big that creator is who made that little tiny piece of sand. We cannot ever attain that knowledge. That just shows how big he is. I love that. And I keep thinking, you know, these people are on the wrong side of God. They're just demanding that they are Christian and they're in the kingdom of God. And I know I'm going to heaven no matter what. And no matter what you do to try to tell them, they're just clinging to their sins, clinging to the world, clinging to the belief that they're just going to demand what they are and they're going to demand where they go. They're on the wrong side of God. What they should be doing is this. And then I was going to leave us with this. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. We all need to do this. Us sisters who are striving after the Lord, even we can stumble. Paul said that, hold on, I wanted to go read that. I wasn't going to, but hold on, I'm going to go find that. Yeah, here we go. Philippians 3:12. Here's Paul telling that we all need to press on, himself included. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. So he didn't obtain it yet. So I don't know where these people get off thinking that they can say, I'm it. I know where I'm going. I'm going there no matter what. And I'm just kind of sharing that with you because that's not the fruit of a humble, holy, godly sister saint, is it? And their lives are in danger of hellfire and damnation if they don't repent. And so I guess I just want to encourage all of us, even if Paul said that and he was walking in the ways of God, wow, that just proves the way is narrow. Few are going to find it. Broad is the road to destruction. Work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And I was going to read this and then let us go because this just kind of went all over the place. And you know what, sisters? It's kind of how I am. I get all passionate about something and I don't always keep it funneled and focused directly, but that's okay. Let's see. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let that be us, asking the Lord to show us anything that might be within us, any kind of iniquity that we don't know. You know, and as I say that, I think about this young man that I witnessed to the other day with that woman. He said he prays every night that God will forgive him for all his sins that he's done, that he even repented of, and even those that maybe he didn't even know. And that was really refreshing to me, because we get so many people pushing back on us on the streets day after day after day after day. And that was refreshing to see somebody saying that, admitting and being humble. And the woman that was with them, she was nodding her head. And they seemed like they were receptive to the truth. So God will take care of all that. I just want to share that good encouragement, some admonishment, some warnings for us all. Yeah, so I'm going to let you go, sisters. Love to you. Hold fast. And Lord willing, if we get the day tomorrow, I'll be back again. God be praised.